USA Radio News.
The U.S. House plans to take up and advance a consolidated election and voting rights bill on Thursday to allow the Senate to give it urgent consideration. This, according to Speaker Nancy Pelosi on Wednesday evening, Democrats do not have the 60 votes currently needed to advance the legislation and bypass the Senate filibuster. 6 out of 10 Americans believe the country's democracy is in danger of collapse. According to a poll released Wednesday by Quinnipiac University, a majority said they think political instability in the U.S. is a bigger danger than foreign threats. 53% said they expect political divisions in the country to worsen over their lifetime. The data comes during a Biden administration that promised political compromise and healing. And the late Senator Harry Reid is being remembered at the U.S. Capitol. This is USA Radio News.
Well, you've heard me talk about Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and how his pillow's given me a great night's sleep. He continues to roll out new offers on his products. His latest on the towel sets. Now, towels aren't something you think about. I never knew what I was missing until I tried the towels last year. You've all helped build MyPillow into the incredible company it is today, and trust in Mike Lindell has given you a better night's sleep. Mike's now changing the game with his 6-piece towel set. USA cotton, extremely absorbent, yet still providing that soft feel you look for in a towel. 2 bath, 2 hand towels, 2 washcloths for a limited time, $39.95. Using our promo code USA, it retails for over $100. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use this promo code USA to get this price of $39.99 on the towels, or call 1-800-951-8175.
The Chicago Teachers Union has narrowly backed an agreement dictating COVID-19 safety protocols in the nation's third largest school district. Wednesday's vote will keep kids in classrooms after 5 days of canceled classes due to a standoff with the city over remote learning and virus testing. Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot.
Switching completely back to remote learning again without a public health reason to do so would have created and amplified the social, emotional, and economic turmoil that far too many of our families are facing.
The White House is grappling with another gloomy inflation report that threatens both President Joe Biden's sweeping social spending bill and Democrats' prospects in the midterm elections. Consumer prices increased 7% in December from the same month the previous year, according to the Labor Department. It represents the fastest increase in prices in nearly 40 years. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The looming filibuster discussion in the U.S. Senate is forcing Americans to look back at Senate proceedings in recent years.
As President Biden announced Tuesday in Atlanta, Georgia, that he and Democrats plan to do away with the filibuster rule in the Senate, we're reminded of the same Democrat leaders from back in the day. Senator Chuck Schumer.
They want to make this country into a banana republic, where if you don't get your way, you change the rules.
Senator Cory Booker.
The legislative filibuster should stay there, and I will personally resist efforts to get rid of it.
Senator Joe Biden.
It raises problems that are more damaging than the problem that exists.
You're going to throw the entire Congress into chaos and nothing will get done.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Ronnie Spector, the rock and roll singer who belted out 1960s hits like Be My Baby and Walkin' in the Rain, has died. The lead singer of the Ronettes was 78. The Ronettes' powerful voices turned them into one of the premier acts of the girl group era. They toured England with the Rolling Stones and befriended the Beatles. A pet dog missing for 3 years has been reunited with her Texas family after being found 1,200 miles away in Indiana. Owner Katrina Skelton told Fox News she has no idea how Daisy got so far from home, but says she and her family never gave up hope. For USA Radio News, I'm Katie Lewis.